Hey guys, welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and today I'm going to give you just a few quick tips that are really going to be a game changer when it comes to you not just hitting your goals, not just tapping your goals, but crushing your goals, whether that be personally, professionally, whatever field or aspect of life that you're in. Now, you may have heard the term if you're the biggest fish in the pond, then you're in the wrong pond. Or maybe it goes something different, but something to that extent. Basically meaning if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Now, why is that important? I think a lot of times, especially I know being a young adult, when we start to achieve things and you know you hit those goals, you really feel like you're hitting a stride in whatever aspect that it may be, whether it be fitness or, for me, I think of the fitness industry, right? I feel like I've been around it for a while. I'm starting to be around people who haven't had as much experience, and that makes me feel really good. And sometimes our ego is what keeps us in these places of being the best one in the room. Why is that? I think number one, because it's comfortable. We like to be good at what we do. No one likes being uncomfortable. No one likes being sucky at something, to be quite honest. We want to be the best. I mean, I think that's, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure you probably fall in that category. But what happens when we step outside our comfort zone and we're around people who maybe have more achievements, more years of experience, more, I mean, you can kind of put this as whatever way that you define success. I mean, I think that looks different to everyone, but let's use fitness as an example, right? Let's say you have, I'll use CrossFit because I just started doing a little bit of CrossFit. I've been working out at other gyms where, you know, I feel like I'm really strong. I know what I'm doing. I've really navigated my way around. Once I stepped into that CrossFit gym, boy, was I on another level. It kind of put me in a spot, well, wow, I'm not the fittest person in the room. I don't know how to do a lot of these movements. This is all brand new to me. But what happens in that situation, right, for CrossFit, for example, I had to learn. And rather than just learn and achieve it, I mean, I was forced to work harder and pushed to rise up, level up, get on the level of other people in the room if I wanted to get better, right? I wasn't able to stay down at my state, which in another setting would have been the best, right? But in this setting, I was the low man on the totem pole. Now, I hope you kind of understand, this is hard to put into words, but I hope you understand where I'm coming from. Basically, meaning whatever area that it is, let's use another example. Let's say it's business or building a business, right? If you always hang out with people who, or money, that's a better example because I think we can all relate to that. Let's say you always hang out with people who are always complaining about how broke they are, never have enough money to go out to eat, never want to do anything social because of money. They're always complaining about money. Versus if you hung around a group of people who, I don't want to say necessarily have a lot of money, but maybe they're just wiser with their money. You tend to just change your habits and you start thinking the way that these people think. So the next time you come up with a goal and you're not really sure where to start, ask yourself, are there groups of people, or do I need to surround myself with other people who've achieved this goal or are better at me in this field? Today, I was a perfect example of me stepping outside of my comfort zone. I train instructors to teach, right? But a lot of times these instructors are newer, but at today's training, they were all veteran instructors who had been teaching for, to be honest, some of them longer than I've been alive. Now, that's not intimidating. I don't know what is, because I could have very easily gotten in my head of, I don't have enough experience. I'm too young. I am too XYZ, fill in the blank. But what I learned after today is I probably got more from the training today than they did, just by being surrounded by these knowledgeable men and women who have that experience. You know, I grew from that experience of getting outside the comfort zone and just growing. That's the only way, is when you just get out there and you grow. So take a minute to think about the different areas of your life, who you are surrounded yourself with now, and maybe some changes that you can make. Now, if you've identified this already, this area, but you're not quite sure where to find these people, search the internet. Think, where would these people hang out? Maybe it's a physical location. Maybe it's a online community or something. You have so many resources at the tip of your fingertips, and I know that you are smart and you can figure this out. And if not, that's what Lauren and I are here for. We'll help figure it out with you. All right, guys, so that's my challenge for you today, is to go out there, level up, and get outside your comfort zone, and let's make it an awesome weekend. All right, that's it for today. As always, if you liked this episode, feel free to share it with a friend. Hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let us know what you think, what topics you'd like to hear, and any way that we can improve. We're always looking to make this show better for you. Bye.